When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the end of the show. Beep beep ba boop boop ba 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 beep beep ba boop boop ba 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 beep ba boop 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 ba 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 ba.
Good intro, me.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning. The download available. Do us a favor and leave a comment, if you would. Me. It's do me. I do all of the work for this. Do me a favor. Leave a comment or tell a friend or if you want. It's cool. If not, just listen and have fun. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We've got Nerd Talk, and I do the full 90 Extra Time podcast, and basically, I'm just here to flush out some ideas and make silly jokes. I don't know. I started the morning by listening to Tool Anima. It's the last time you listened to that record, if ever. It's kind of like a defining age thing that you're like of a certain age range or older if you like that album, because it was a really big deal in the 90s. It was like a very big deal. That album specifically is, I don't like to use the word masterpiece, but it really is quite good. Lateralis is real good too. Man, I don't know. I didn't mean to listen to it. I just hit the button on the headphones as I was walking out to the car, and then suddenly it was Anima, and I like dangerously drove on the way to work with my headphones in. I couldn't stop it, though. That's the thing. Stinkfist kicks off that album, right? Then Eulogy. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good. So if you haven't listened in a while or ever, give it a listen. There's like a lot of mystique that surrounds that band. They're very mysterious. Maynard has a reputation for the singer for being kind of a bit of a dildo, but because he's so over-the-top secretive and doesn't want to do any of the interviews and all that stuff. Right? Yeah, okay, fine. But it's a really good record. Highly recommend. Happy Father's Day weekend to all my dad friends out there and my dad and my brothers who are dads and my buddy Sean. Oh, man. Congratulations to my buddy Sean. That new baby of yours is so cute, dude. Congratulations. That's really cool. They had the baby like on Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember which, but that's a brand new little baby. And I get emotional just thinking about it. It's crazy. This weekend for Father's Day, I'd love a good hike. That would be good. I have a karate test tomorrow, which means I have to go get like beat up in the parking lot of a karate studio in Redmond. I mean, I choose to do it. There's no one going to actually like beat me up, but it's like, it feels pretty weird. I mean, how would you feel about this? A bunch of grown ass adults standing out in a parking lot practicing karate on what would you make fun of me if you saw that? Like, I love martial arts. It's actually technically Kenpo, but I love martial arts. And so if I saw people doing that, I think I'd be a bit jealous, but also maybe tease a little bit. I don't. It's pretty ridiculous. Outdoor exercise. Like, if I see people doing boot camp and stuff like that, I always laugh about that. But, you know, people that are hurting try to hurt. So I guess that sadly says something that just caught up with me really quickly. Let's focus on Father's Day on Sunday. That's a great day. I'm not into all these Hallmark holidays and stuff like that, but we got my wife's dad in town this weekend, so Grandpa's here to see Space Baby, and that is fantastic. And my buddy Brian, shout out to Brian, he forwarded me information about dads, if you bring your kid or kids of any age, you get into the Museum of Flight for free on Sunday. I guess they do that every year. And they've got that new Vietnam exhibit outside. You don't even have to go in to see. I'm here for it. I'm lucky because my father-in-law, Ed, he's the best, and he's super into, like, aviation and space and stuff, and so they got that Apollo 11 exhibit, so you pay extra $10 to get into that and go see some of the stuff, including the crew capsule from the Apollo 11 mission is there. It is so cool. Oh, I should post that right now on the social media for the end. I'll do that. Follow us at 107.7 The End so you can see it. Whew. All right. Very excited. So if you're going to be there, look for me on Sunday morning and come say hi. I would love to meet you and, I don't know, snap a picture or something like that. That would be really fun. Especially, we can compare notes on if we're making the right amount of money to live in Washington. They release the figures for what you're supposed to be making to make the average salary. It's not good.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The average working wage for people in Washington state grew by, like, the biggest amount maybe ever. It went up more than 5%, meaning that in order to be average now, you have to make just over $65,000 a year. Ooh, better get out there and start collecting them coins. I have no idea if that's an actual realistic number or if it's just we've grown with so many billionaires that it's bringing the number up for all of us. Shout out to the Washington man who spent the last 11 months rowing from Nia Bay, that's out past Port Angeles, to Australia. Dude, what? A former military pilot turned cyclist, now rower. Imagine being by yourself for that long and having to exercise the whole time.
Whatever.
Yeah. He didn't stand on solid ground for almost a year, so when setting foot on the beach for the first time, his legs gave a wild wobble and gravity did its trick. Great job, though. His next goal, to go to space. And finally, congrats to the Toronto Raptors. Great name. They won the NBA Finals last night in Game 6 and became the champs for the first time ever. Two big championships settled in just a couple days. My buddy Matt points out on Facebook that Canadians won the US's game while the US won Canada's. Again.
You just got news.
I feel bad for Drake because he gets so much attention for not doing anything but getting emotional about Toronto, and it makes me really dislike him. But then, on the flip side, Daniel Levy's all about it. You know Eugene Levy? I always think American Pie, the dad in that. His kid and him wrote that show Schitt's Creek. It's fantastic. If you're not watching Netflix it, it's real good. That's what we've been into recently. I came across the craziest story. I don't know what to think about this. I should just read the actual headline. From Mashable.com, boomerang nude GIFs are the latest sexting trend. Boy, I gotta tell you, as a guy with a fatherly figure, it's not a dad bod, it's a fatherly figure. Shout out to whoever taught me that over the internet one day. But anyway, as a guy with a fatherly figure, I don't think anyone needs to see my nude body animated. Great mental image, huh? Now, immediately because I'm what's the word? Creep? Is that the word? I think about how you could probably get some pretty cool boob gifts out of this. Or if you're into seeing wieners, I bet you there's some pretty hilarious wienering going on in the world of boomerang nude gifts. A boomerang is like if you're not familiar, a social media app that you can download, and it'll take a segment of video and figure out the start and end point and then loop it back and forth. So it plays forward, then back, then forward, then back, then forward and back. So you imagine something jiggling one way or the other. Gross. And then having it kind of on a loop that it goes back and forth. It's hilarious for like little kids doing stuff or like somebody hitting a home run or something like that. If you capture that on Boomerang, it's like built into Instagram. It looks really cool, but I don't know. I feel like there's some real weird stuff that happens that I'm not going to talk about here that you can use your imagination about, or you can DM me on Twitter and we'll go in depth at Hey Gregor. Give me a follow. It makes me think of Homer Simpson, though, when he goes to the doctor and they're trying to determine just how obese he is.
Woohoo! Look at that blubber fly!
Yes.
Oh, that is... that is very rich. What are we going to call it? A nude boomerang is a nudarang? Or if it's coming from a lady, it's a boomerang. Love it. That, ship it. That's what we're using. Now, look, everyone's all pumped out about this, pumped up. Everyone's all pumped up about this Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, like the new world that they created at Disneyland. I am, too. I want to go. I obviously have a ton of nerdy friends, so it's making it into my social media feed a lot more. But there's another amusement park opening up that sounds pretty bonkers, especially for people here in Washington with a direct connection to how it's being built.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A Boeing 747, one of the big ones, was stripped of its greasy parts, put onto giant pool floaties, and tugged out off the coast of oppressive desert nation Bahrain in the Middle East, where it's to be sunken and given to the sea creatures. Well, over time, it'll become the first of its kind underwater amusement park for divers. Hey, if global climate change continues, though, soon all amusement parks will be underwater. Well, this log jam seems kind of pointless. All right. Renewable energy has overtaken coal in the United States for the first time ever. Awesome. Probably should be noted that the coal energy owners talking trash about clean energy. The owners I'm talking about, not the workers. They're among the ones buying up the renewable and still have the power. I'm not giving that up. It's like any game of StarCraft. Whoever has the most resources usually wins. Unless someone pulls off a Zerg Rush. If you don't know what that is, Google Zerg Rush. You'll find out. And finally, there's now artificial intelligence, AI, to recognize when an image has been photoshopped. But look, if you're just using the app that smooths your face out for you before you post your selfie, we don't need a machine to point that out. We can already tell.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Seriously, people, I applaud you for posting your pictures of what you're doing and who you're with and your friends and stuff like that. It can be a bit much sometimes, but when you go to put these filters on it where it's obviously airbrushing you to look softened and not however old or insecure you are, I get really bummed out for you because I know what you look like. I see you. I like you for it. I'm not here to not like it because of how you look or whatever. That's dumb. And so to use these super filters that make you look insane. I could tie it into something I wanted to talk about, but think about if Yoda from Star Wars tried to use one of these filters that makes you look not how you actually look and airbrushes you up so that way you can post it, no one will ever know. If Yoda did it, bear with me, does he end up looking exactly like Keanu Reeves? Only airbrushed. Think about it. Keanu Reeves is gonna live to be 900 years old. He's had this like resurgence in popularity that happens every few years with him because he's incredible and no one ever says anything bad about him and he's comfortable being alone if he needs to be and seems to be pretty comfortable in his own skin and with what he is and what he's done. I don't know. It's just what he puts out there. He might be miserable or super happy. I don't know the guy. I'd love to. Keanu, I know you're subscribing to this pod, so hit me up and we'll hang out. But imagine, since Keanu Reeves is gonna live to be at least 600, 700, 900 years old, what's time going to do to him? Shrink him down, take away his hair. I don't know about the green part. Maybe his liver starts working weird. Keanu Reeves is Yoda. It's happening. Just think about all that gravity over all those years. Both of them know their own kind of like kung fu. All right. I'll leave you with that absurd thought. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.